What would you do if you knew that you were not going to be punished for making a mistake? I recently came across a podcast by McKinsey and Company, and the interviewer was talking to the authors of The Imperfectionists, Strategic Mindset for Uncertain Times. And during that podcast, they shared that certainty can obscure opportunities when it comes to companies. And they invited the listeners to take smaller, bolder steps through uncertainty by embracing imperfection. And it was so fascinating because something that they shared during that podcast really got to me as someone who has the tendency to be a perfectionist. And so I wanted to share that on this podcast episode because if you're someone who identifies as having perfectionistic tendencies, this might be very valuable for you. Hello and welcome back to Permission Granted. I am Uime Oguta. I'm so excited that you could join me today because we're going there. We're talking about permission for imperfection. I was chatting with a friend recently about an experience that she's having to navigate in her life. And through our discussion, she said, if I just knew how to do it, then I would. And I wouldn't have to spend all this time stressing and worrying about the outcome. And here's what I offered her that might be valuable to you too. Sure, if you knew how to do it, you would, but you don't. But what you can control right now is the stress and worry. Stressing and worrying about an outcome is a choice. And you have the power to choose. And I know this is something that we do. You know, you make a plan, things don't go as you planned, and then you, being the action taker, being the planner, being the get things done and brush it off, just are like, okay, here's the next plan, right? But what happens is sometimes we don't pay attention. And so we get riddled with stress, we get riddled with overwhelm and confusion sometimes, and even start to worry. And many of us are not emotionally aware of what we're doing. And so we worry about all of these emotions and we think, I don't have time. I just need to learn to keep going. I just need to figure out the next step and keep going, rather than paying attention to the emotions and what our body is telling us as the key to our growth and evolution. And that's why when I saw this podcast from McKinsey and Company, I thought, oh, I have to listen to it because part of my work in strategic planning and evaluation is to come out of the day-to-day work week and see how things are interconnected within not just my department, but with where I work, my organization as a whole. And so I want to bring this into my conversations with our programs and services, the folks who work there, so that when we're thinking about strategic planning, we also don't just focus on the positives, but we also think about what are the things that, you know, the areas where we made mistakes and how can we glean the value from those experiences so that we can move forward, so that we can make more calculated movements, but also create room for mistakes to happen because that's how we learn. And so when I was listening to this podcast, one thing that really stood out to me was that it's one thing to tell people that you won't punish them for making mistakes, but it's another thing for them to believe you. And I started to think about how this applies in our lives, especially as women. When we identify areas that we would love to change, we have an idea of what that could look like, but then we hesitate. And sometimes we say it's because I don't know the next step to take. But I want to challenge you here and say you actually do know the next step to take. You know. The problem isn't that you don't know, it's rather you're being careful so that you don't make a mistake and get it wrong. Because when you get it wrong, you worry about who you become to yourself. The way you speak to yourself, the way you respond to yourself, the way you treat yourself. And this typically shows up in you saying, well, I don't want people to be disappointed in me. I don't want people to be angry. I don't want people to say things. And while that feels really true to you, it's really not. How many times have you not done something, you thought, oh, I messed it up completely, and people are like, oh, I didn't even notice. That ever happened to you? These are the lies we tell ourselves because we've been taught that other people's opinions are better than ours. We've been taught to depend on the teacher, on the guru, on everybody else but ourselves, especially if you're someone who was raised as a woman. It's so common. And so here's where I want us to find this commonality to say, here, we all drank from this water. We don't have to drink from it anymore. I think about when we were children being punished for being curious. You've heard the saying, curiosity killed the cat. People get reprimanded, people lose privileges at their jobs. And so it makes sense for us to have this internalized fear of making mistakes and unintentionally hurting ourselves first, because if I do it to myself first, if I mean to myself, if I tell myself why I can never get it right, then it won't hurt as much when somebody else says it to me, when someone reprimands me, when someone corrects me because I got something wrong. And that's the real fear. And for me, as someone who has had to contend with perfectionism for most of my life, this is something that I have to work through daily consciously. I recognize the negative impact that avoiding mistakes or being unkind to myself when I make mistakes has cost me. I see this with my clients as well. And this is not to shame anyone, but it's to bring it to light. This fear of making mistakes is costing you money. It's costing you time. It's costing you genuine relationships. It's costing you your health and the amazing life that you desire. But what do we do? We have shame about it. And the thing about shame is that shame thrives in darkness. I recently was just coaching my client and we talked about her finances. We're trying to work through her money mindset. And she said one thing. She said, this feels so refreshing that I get to share this. Initially, I was afraid because I'm such a reserved person. But sharing this with you, I don't feel so embarrassed about it. And I said, yes. Because what shame wants to do is for us to hide. And when we hide, we continue with the negative thoughts about ourselves. And we keep repeating the same cycle. So for me as a coach, when I encourage my clients to bring that to the light, we start to look at things with empathy and curiosity. Shame then loses its power. In her book, Dare to Lead, the great Brené Brown, she talks about, I think it's a popular saying too, if you put shame in a petri dish and cover it with judgment, silence, and secrecy, you've created the perfect environment for shame to grow until it makes its way into every corner and crevice of your life. If, on the other hand, you put shame in a petri dish and douse it with empathy, shame loses its power and begins to wither. Empathy creates a hostile environment for shame. An environment it can't survive in, because shame needs you to believe you're alone and it's just you. Ain't that the truth? If you've not heard me say it before, you're not alone. This is something that is more common than you think. But as long as you're wanting to hide and putting this mask of perfection on, you're going to think it's just you. And then you're going to be stuck in your thoughts that are not helping you, that are costing you money, time, genuine relationships, your health, and the amazing life that you desire. We've been conditioned to believe this way. We've been conditioned to think that we're only as worthy as we're good, we're palatable, we're compliant, and we are perfectly following who we're told to be and what we're told we deserve. But that's not the truth. With the authority that you've been given by the one who created you, you are the key player here. You own the magic that can change things, and no one can take that away from you. And so here's what I want you to contemplate. Look at the areas of your life where you're afraid to step out because of your fear of making mistakes. What do you think would happen if you made a mistake? Because remember, if we do not create an environment for us to make mistakes, to say, no, we're not going to punish ourselves for making mistakes. Mistakes are how we get to learn. What would happen? And so think about that. What would happen if you made a mistake? And when you think about that statement, then add, and then what? This is going to give you a reason, right? And so let's think about it. If you want to learn to be more vocal about your desires and you'd love to have a conversation with your partner and you ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Chances are you might be afraid that they'll get mad. And then what if they get mad? Well, you'll probably feel bad about it, right? And then what? See what I'm going here? Keep asking yourself, and then what? And then what? And then what? Because you'll find out most times you're going to be okay. I can hear my neighbor's dog barking, but we'll just keep going because this is life. When you ask yourself, and then what? You get to a point where you realize, I'm going to be okay. It might sting a little bit, it might hurt a little bit, but I'll be okay. Now you get to question all of those thoughts that your brain offered you. So what if my partner gets mad? How can I respond? Do I even need to respond? Is it true that I'm going to feel bad if they're mad at me? Start to question these thoughts. Because we don't question our brain. We just think whatever our brain offers us is true. But that's not true. And every time you come up with a reason that wants to make sense, ask yourself, am I 100% certain about that? Because most times you're not. You just assume, or it's something somebody said. And then you might end up thinking, well, I don't want to end up alone. And so that might be the real fear, which is a normal human fear, because we all want to feel this sense of belonging. We all want to feel this sense of dignity and safety. And so when you recognize, like, I have a normal innate human fear of ending up alone. However, if I speak up for myself, am I really going to end up alone? And then you start to question some more. Because if you start to think about that, it's easy for you to say, okay, how can I support myself? Maybe I need to go read a book. Maybe I need to go take a course. Maybe I need to hire someone to support me to be able to speak up for myself, because I know I do want a different life. I want things to be a little different. I want to improve in this area. However, this is my fear. And this is you taking responsibility, because now I'm going to be working on this. And yes, I'm going to make mistakes, but that's okay. Because I'm not going to be mean to myself and speak unkindly to myself. Embracing imperfection, making mistakes, it'll serve you better than waiting around to have all of the pieces of your life puzzle figured out before you make a move. You have everything in you to course correct and pivot as needed, but you're not going to know that until you give yourself the permission for imperfection, until you give yourself room where you don't punish yourself for making mistakes. And there's so much to unpack in this conversation, which I'm going to be continuing the conversation in my email list this week. So you can go to oliveandbliss.ca/join to subscribe so you don't miss this week's email. I'm going to be diving into this topic a little bit more with some coaching questions. Now, here's what I'm going to leave you with. How different would your life be if you actually embraced imperfection? If you were willing to trust that in the middle of your mistakes are opportunities for growth, for learning, for innovation, for breakthroughs to happen. I'm so glad you were able to join me this week. If you loved this episode, please leave a rating and a review so other women can find this podcast. I'd be so grateful for your generosity. And until next time, have an amazing week, and don't forget, the permission that you're waiting on is waiting on you.